Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities March monthly podcast. Optimism over the U.S. growth outlook was further supported by an accelerated vaccine deployment in the U.S. and the passage of a $1.9 trillion relief package. Yields on U.S. Treasuries rose, underperforming other developed market government bonds, as market participants anticipate additional supply, higher near-term growth, and inflationary pressures that some believe may result in the Federal Reserve bringing forward monetary policy normalization. While there were significant upgrades to the economic outlook at this month's FOMC meeting, it was striking that the majority of the members did not change their forecasts for interest rates in 2023. By leaving the median dot at zero hikes through December of 23, the Fed underscored its decidedly dovish approach to monetary policy. The divergence between the economic outlook, which was marked up sharply, and the monetary policy outlook, which was not changed materially, is a notable development. In terms of portfolio changes, front-end duration increased in the two-year key rate area, while it was reduced in the 20-year key rate sector, as well as a slight reduction in the swap spread widening position. The short and German bunds increased as the spread between U.S. and German 10s reached 200 basis points, the widest level since the beginning of the pandemic. The short and Italian 10 years also increased to fade the optimism of reopening in the euro area, reflecting the challenges of vaccine acceptance. In emerging markets, the long South African position was eliminated as both the local and external debt have done extremely well. In terms of performance, duration and curve positioning was the most significant detractor as overall long U.S. duration offset the positive contributions from short German, UK, and U.S. swap duration. Emerging markets debt also detracted from performance, mainly as a result of long rate exposures in Mexico, Russia, Brazil, and Indonesia. Investment grade and high yield credit were positive for returns, mainly as a result of energy exposures. Foreign exchange positioning was an overall detractor, mainly due to long Brazilian and Japanese yen exposures. So for the outlook going forward, Western Asset expects the second half of the year should see very strong growth in GDP as the world economy reopens on continued progress with the COVID vaccine rollout. That stated, we are cautious about extrapolating short-term cyclical boosts into a presumption of a higher secular trend, rate of growth, or inflation. The secular challenges that have kept the U.S. and the global growth to a moderate pace at best over the last several decades, the stagnation of Western society's middle-class wages, aging demographics, and rising debt burdens still remain in place. Moreover, the small and medium-sized business destruction in many countries not seen since the Great Depression may take years to replace. Given this backdrop, Western Asset expects central banks to remain extraordinarily accommodative for the foreseeable future. So that concludes our podcast for March. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.